Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that you should feel confident when you are buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed. And that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. We're in today's episode. I'm going to go over the real estate statistics for the Fredericksburg area in January of 2026. And this episode is going to be a very interesting one because it's going to be very different from many of the episodes I've recorded over the last year or so. So we'll dive into the episode and you'll get more of an understanding on why this episode will be much different than many of the episodes that I have created in the past. So let's jump right into the data. And I especially want to let you know that if you are a buyer listening to this episode, you want to perk your ears up because there's some information in this episode that you are definitely going to want to hear. So let's dive right in. First and foremost, we're going to take a look at the overall sold dollar volume in the Fredericksburg area for January of 2026, and we're going to compare it to January of 2025. And we do that, there is a 6% decrease in overall sold dollar volume. So less homes sold in January of 2026 than they did in January of 2025 by about 6%. That's pretty significant number. The average sold price is down 3% in January of 2026 versus January of 2025. Now, once again, if you're a buyer, you definitely want to make sure that you hear what I just said, because a 3% decrease in the average sales price of a home is a lot of money. What does that mean? It means that the average sold price in January of 2026 was $503,000, whereas in the average sales price in January of 2025 was $517,000. So for you buyers out there, that means that on average, there is a home selling for about $14,000 less than a year ago today. Now, if you're an owner of a home, you might not love to hear that the average sales price has gone down, but affordability has been one of the biggest issues right now in the market. And buyers, this is now showing that it's becoming a little bit more affordable 1 month into 2026. The median sales price is down by about 0.5%, so less dramatic than the 3% decrease that we see with the average sold price. But once again, the median sold price is also reflecting that prices are coming down from where they were in January of 2025. As far as overall units sold, we're at roughly about the same. There is a 3% decrease in units sold in 2026 for January. What that means is 309 homes sold in January of 2026 versus 319 homes that sold in January of 2025. So that's roughly about the same. Now, the average days on market is actually up about 6 days. So the average days on market before a home goes under contract in the Fredericksburg area for January of 2026 is 44 days, whereas in January of 2025, it took on average a home about 38 days on the market before it went under contract. So what we're seeing is homes are taking about a week longer to sell than they did last year, and the days on market is going up. Once again, days on market going up, prices coming down signals that there is a shift taking place in the market. The shift is favoring the buyers more and more, and affordability is increasing. Now, as we talk about affordability, it is important to note that the interest rates for 5 of the last 6 days have been beneath below 6% interest rate for the first time in a long time. So not only are sales prices coming down, so are interest rates, and that is a great thing if you are a buyer. Once again, affordability has been the number one issue in the real estate market over the last several years, and what we are seeing for the first time in a long time is that it is now slowly becoming more affordable for buyers who are looking to purchase a home. So make sure that if you are a buyer listening to this, that you take note of that, that now is a great opportunity to look at jumping into the market because it is much more affordable now than it was even just a year ago. Now, I also want to go over with you the number of closed sales. The number of closed sales, once again, in the Fredericksburg area for January is 309 homes that sold. The five-year average is 345 homes sold. So we are seeing less activity now in January of 2026 than what we have seen over the last 5 years. Now, as far as active listings go, and this is really important to take note of, there are currently 903 active listings in the Fredericksburg area. The five-year average is 709 listings. So we're seeing about 200 more homes for sale in the Fredericksburg area right now than what we've seen in the five-year average here in the Fredericksburg area. So there is a significant increase in inventory, a significant increase in options for buyers to choose from. Once again, that makes it no surprise that sales prices, the average sales price is coming down and the average days on market is going up. With more inventory, that is to be expected. As far as new pendings go, we're currently at 441 homes that are currently pending under contract. The five-year average is 429. So that right there is pretty close to what the five-year average is. As far as our overall months of supply of inventory in the Fredericksburg area, we're currently at 2 months supply as of January of 2026, and the five-year average is 1.4. So we are seeing that the line is going up as far as more inventory, more homes for sale. Once again, this is a very welcome news if you are a buyer. Now, what does this mean if you're a seller? Don't forget that for the last 16 years or so, we have seen prices appreciate in the real estate market. So we have a lot of equity still in home ownership value. I'm helping clients sell homes, and they are oftentimes, seeing hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity once they do sell their homes. So if you're a homeowner, take heart. This is starting to see prices come down for the first time in quite a while. However, you have so much equity buildup over time that you should not be overly concerned. But once again, if you are listening to this and you're a buyer, this should be very welcome news. This means that for anyone that's been sitting on the fence and waiting to buy a home, now is the time to consider jumping back into the market. Interest rates are coming down. Inventory is going up. The buyer now has more leverage, what we have seen in quite some time. So if you are looking to buy a home or sell a home, you can always contact us at rockwiserealty.com or explorewithjb.com, and we will be more than happy to get back to you so we can help you leverage the current market for your advantage. But buyers, you better give me a call because now is the time to start looking and house hunting. It's a great time for you all. That said, we will be tracking the Fredericksburg area every single month, and next month we'll have more data to bring to you. It's going to be really interesting to see where the market goes in 2026, and I can't wait to report that back out to you. That being said, hope you have a wonderful day, a great week, and we will see you on the next episode.